Hello again, Dan Alasso with Making History. And this week I went up to the Canadian border. I didn't actually cross into Canada, but I drove along the northern edge of the United States for quite a while. First, I visited Baudette, Minnesota, which is on the Rainy River. It's the county seat of the Lake of the Woods County, which is why the county's history center is. Lake of the Woods is actually a few miles northwest, at the mouth of the Rainy River, where it empties into the lake. Baudette's population is slightly over 1,000 people, and it is known as the walleye capital of the world. Although I didn't have a chance to see the giant walleye statue that they call Willie. I visited the museum in Baudette, where I'll be doing some work in the coming months, editing the story that they're writing to describe their collection to their visitors. They have a lot of stuff in this museum, and it will be fun working on this project. I didn't have a chance to take any pictures while I was there, or really what I did was I forgot about it until I was already on my way to International Falls. So these photos that you've been seeing are from the museum's website. I'll take some of my own next time I'm up there. After visiting this museum, I got on State Highway 11 and I drove to International Falls. The road kind of hugs the Rainy River, following it actually back to its source at Rainy Lake, which is in the town of Rainier, just east of my destination. It's 137 miles from Rainy Lake to Lake of the Woods, and the river is the Canadian border the whole way, as far as I can tell. There's a bridge to Canada in Baudette, and there's another one in International Falls. Between the two, you would have to cross in a boat or wait for the river to freeze. Although I'm told that the Border Patrol is very strict about trying to prevent people from making those types of crossings. As I drove along, though, it did seem to me that every house and farm that I saw on the other side was flying the maple leaf flag, just to remind people looking across the river that they were looking at Canada. I was actually visiting International Falls to observe a high school world history class that the local teacher there is teaching based on my syllabus, so his students can get college credit for it through my school, Bemidji State University. As the quote-unquote sponsoring professor, I have to visit and verify that the class is equivalent to mine. I spent the night in a hotel, and then I went to the high school first thing in the morning. I ran my own two classes that morning via Zoom from a conference room before observing the high schoolers who were learning about the rise of Augustus Caesar. Then I got a bite of lunch and headed to the local museum. International Falls is a city of about 6,500 people that is known by locals as the Falls, even though the Falls actually don't really exist anymore. They were used by the first lumber mill, and then the river was dammed and they were kind of eliminated. Now there's a huge paper mill right in front of where they used to be. And directly across the river in Fort Frances in Canada is sort of the other half of the same paper milling complex. So the bridge from International Falls to Fort Frances really connects the two mills. I ate lunch at a really nice place called the Library that had a nice mural of the falls on the wall. Although after I asked about it, some local experts pointed out that the railroad in this painting wasn't actually put in until the river was dammed and the falls had been eliminated. So it's not entirely historically correct. Although they did say that it does capture what the falls used to look like. These experts were actually a middle-aged guy and his father. And this father and son team had a lot to say about the lumber industry, and also about town history. And I got a lot of leads from them that I might never really have run into on my own. So this, I guess, is the beauty of serendipity, and suggest that it is a good idea, whenever possible, to just tell people what you're doing there. At the Couchiching County Historical Society, I was able to follow up on some of these leads that I had gotten at lunch. I photographed about 175 pages of content from their file folders on the lumber industry, including actually a chapter of a dissertation that had been written about the Canadian paper industry, but which included a chapter that the author had researched in the Falls at this history center about the conflict between the conservationists and the lumbermen, which the guys that I had met at lunchtime had clued me into. I've actually contacted the author today, who is now a professor at a Canadian university, and he responded very nicely to my questions and sent me a copy of an additional article that he had written on the subject. So now I have got a lot of great leads to follow. And I will have more to say about them as I read this content and learn what it is that I have uncovered here. But in the meantime, I hope people found that a little bit interesting. Thanks very much for listening, and I will see you again soon.